Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin on Gimel and Aleph, four lines up from the bottom, where the Gemara says, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is a continuation from that what we had mentioned on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Beis Amud Aleph that Shivas Yamin before Yom Kippur, 7 days before Yom Kippur, so the Kohen Gadol was Pirish into the Lishchas Parhedrin. And we said, we asked, what's the Makar? We brought a pasuk by the Miluim, which says the word Lechaper. So we learned that from the Miluim, that just like by the Miluim, there was a din Prisha Shivas Yamim, Aron HaKohen was Pirish for 7 days before the Yom Shmini, the Miluim. So too on Yom Kippur, there's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to be Pirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur. And we asked that all the pasuk says is Lechaper. How do you know that the pasuk's referring to Yom Kippur? Maybe it's referring to different times of the year, which we also bring Karbanis as a Kapara. Maybe it's referring to Shmini Atzeres, we asked from. Maybe it's referring to Shavuos. And we gave different terutzim. So now the Gemara is asking, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. So maybe L'chaper is referring to Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that L'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur? That there's a din, Prisha Shiva Siyamim before Yom Kippur. Maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah, the Prisha Shiva Liyam Echadu. And the Torah is teaching us that there's a Prisha Shivas Yamin before the one day Midaraisa of Rosh Hashanah, meaning, and therefore it's Daima to the Miluim, just like Yom Kippur is. Just like Yom Kippur and the Miluim, by both of them, there was a din Prisha, by the Miluim for sure. By the Miluim, there was a din of Prisha Shivas Yamin before the Yom Shmini, the Miluim. And we said to learn out from there to Yom Kippur that there should also be a Prisha Shivas Yamin before the one day of Yom Kippur. So, in fact, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah will also end up being a Prisha Shivas Yamin for a one day event. So it's just as daima to the miluim as Yom Kippur is. So how do you know that lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur any more than it's referring to Rosh Hashanah? So says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to give three or four terutzim. Am Rabbi Yavoyu, first teret says the Gemara. Rabbi Yavoyu says, "Dan in par va'al shalai, mi par va'al shalai." We would rather learn out and say that lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is more daima to the miluim, because both by Yom Kippur and the miluim we find that the Kohen Gadol brings his own carbon, and it's not all the karbanis come mishal tzibur lafuke atzeres Rosh Hashanah the tzibur nenu, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara is pointing out that this will be a teretz also to the kasha from Shavuos, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where both of those yom tovim all the karbanis come mishal tzibur, and therefore Yom Kippur is more daima to the miluim. Fract the Gemara, that's only a good teretz if you say that by the miluim there was a carbon that came mishal Aron HaKohen, and then on all the carbonis came mishal tzibur, which we'll see that seems to be a machlokes. Hanich l'man d'amar kach l'cha mishal l'cha, that's only a good teretz if you say like the man d'amar who says that when the Torah says generally kach l'cha, like it does by the miluim as well, that when the Torah says kach l'cha, it means mishal l'cha, it means you take it from your own money, not mishal tzibur. Vasei l'cha, and when the Torah says vasei l'cha as well, mishal l'cha, it means you take it from your own money and not mishal tzibur. So then it comes out that when the Torah says kach l'cha by the miluim, the Torah was saying that Aron HaKohen should pay for the karbanis himself, and it doesn't come mishal tzibur. So then that's a good teretz. So then Yom Kippur, which also says that Aron HaKohen brings, that the Kohen Gadol brings his own carbon, so then it's more daima to the miluim, because by both of them we find the Kohen Gadol bringing his own carbon. Elamand amar mishal tzibur, but if you say that when the Torah says kach l'cha, and I say l'cha, it means mishal tzibur, so then ma'ik l'meimar, by the miluim it comes out that all the karbanis came mishal tzibur. So how do you know that lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur any more than to say it's referring to Rosh Hashanah? And now we're going to bring the machlokes. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, kach l'cha, when the Torah says kach l'cha, it means mishal l'cha, it means you pay for it. Vasei l'cha, mishal l'cha, it means you pay for it, not mishal tzibur. However, when the Torah says v'yikhoi lecha, then it means mishal tzibur. Then it means that it comes from the communal funds. Div Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia Shita. Rabbi Yonasan Aimer, however, Rabbi Yonasan's chaylik. Rabbi Yonasan says that no, bein kach l'cha, bein all these different lashonos, kach l'cha, asei l'cha, v'yikhoi lecha, all of them mean that the money that it gets paid for from the communal funds. So why does the Torah say it in this kind of lashon, kach l'cha? Because it's as if to say that Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that mishal l'cha ani reitza yoitzer mishal lahem, that I want your avodah more than I want theirs. Which Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains is at a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset at Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is not doing Ratzon Hashem. So a kav yachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the carbon is coming mishal tzibur, even though it says kach l'cha. It means mishal tzibur, but kach l'cha because I would really prefer if this was coming from you. And now, once we mention this braisa, so the Gemara just continues, Abachananamer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that cause of Echad Aimer, Asisa Lucha Arain Eitz, we have one pasuk which says, and it pins the Arain on Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says, Vasisa Lucha Arain Eitz, Ukasuv Echad Aimer, Vasu Arain Atse Shitim. It's Nikris Al Shem the Tzibur, Vasu, Lashon Rabbim on the Tzibur. So, okay, it's that. So, which one was it? It says, the Gemara, Kambizman, Yisrael Eisim Ritzon Hashem Malkoim, Kambizman Shein Eisim Ritzon Hashem Malkoim. When Klai Yisrael does Ratzon Hashem, so then the Arain is Nikris Al Shemam, and it says Vasu. But when Klai Yisrael is not doing Ratzon Hashem, so then it's Nikris Al Shem, Meisher Beinu. But the point is that we have this machlekas Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan when the Torah says Kach Lecha Naseh Lecha. According to Rabbi Yoshia, it means Mishalcha, it means that you pay for it. And according to Rabbi Yonasan, it means Mishal Tzibur. So Bishlam Lefi Rabbi Yoshia that it means Mishalcha. So then we have a good Teretz, the Yom Kippur is Daimah to the Miluim, because both then we find the Kohen Gadol paying for his own Karbanos, both by Yom Kippur and the Miluim. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, that even when the Torah says Kach Lecha by the Miluim, it means Mishal Tzibur, so then how is Yom Kippur more daimah to the Miluim than Rosh Hashanah? How do we know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur any more than to say it's referring to Rosh Hashanah? So says the Gemara, Ad kan leplige ela b'kiches da'alma v'siyas da'alma. Even Rabbi Yonasan who says that Kach Lecha means Mishal Tzibur, by the Miluim he's maida that by the Miluim it means Mishalcha. Until now they were only arguing, Ad until now they were only arguing Ela Bekicha is da'alma, Vasiya is da'alma. In general, when the Torah says Kach Lecha or Vasei Lecha, that's when we have the Machlekes. And the Gemara brings some examples. Kicha is da'alma, what's an example of a Kach Lecha da'alma? Kach Lecha Samim, like the Torah says by the Ketores. And what's an example of Vasiya is da'alma? When the Torah says by the Chatzotzeres, it says Vasei Lecha, Shtei Chatzotzeres Kasef. Aval Hanuch, but these, regarding Yom Kippur and the Miluim, Perushi Kamefarish, the Mishal Lechahu. Even Rabbi Yonasan's Maidah, that the Mashmais of the Psukim is Mashma, that it means Mishalcha, that the Kohen Gadol pays for his own Karbanes, and it doesn't come Mishal Tzibur. B'miluah mechti, let's see. By the miluah it says, k'siv, it says, v'el b'nei Yisrael t'daber lemur k'chu sirizim l'chatos. First the Torah says, k'chu sirizim l'chatos, b'lashen rabbim. And then the Torah says, v'yoymer al arayin kach l'cha ego ben bakar l'chatos. So lamali, why does the Torah switch the lashen and it says kach l'cha? The Torah then says, v'yoymer al arayin kach l'cha, b'lashen yachid. Says Rabbi Yonasan, even Rabbi Yonasan's maida that shma mina kach l'cha, mishal l'chahu. Even Rabbi Yonasan's maida that by the miluah, because the Torah says Kach Lecha in this kind of context, and it switches the Lashon, so it means Mishal Chahu. It means that you have to. It comes from the private money of Aaron HaKohen. And B'yom HaKippurim Michti, also let's see, B'yom Kippur Michti Ksiv, it says B'zayis Yavu Aaron HaKodesh B'parim Bakur L'chatos V'goyim Erim Eitz Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirizim L'chatos. And then the Torah says V'hikriv Es Parachatos Asher Loi. It says Asher Loi, Lamali. Why does the Torah switch the Nusach, switch the Lashon and say Asher Loi? Shmamina, Hai Loi, Misha Loihu. It must be to teach us that he, the Kohen Gadol himself, pays for his carbon. So therefore, even Rabbi Yonasan, who says, and in general, when the Torah says Kach Lecha, Naseh Lecha, it means Mishal Tzibur, when it comes to the Miluim, he's made that the Kach Lecha of the Miluim, it means Mishalcha, and in Kippur as well, that the carbon comes Mishal, the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, when we asked, how do we know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur? Maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. With Rabbi Avilius Teretz works the Kuli Alma. That being that Yom Kippur is more daima to the Miluim, because both of them we find that not all of the Karbana is come Mishal Tzibur. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where all the Karbana is come Mishal Tzibur. So that's Rabbi Avilius Teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, a different Teretz. That the way we know Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur is because done in Par Lechatos V'ayol La'ayla, Mi Par Lechatos V'ayol La'ayla. We compare Yom Kippur to the Miluim because both of them have a Par Lechatos and V'ayol La'ayla. As opposed to Lafuke Rosh Hashanah V'atzares the Tarvayu Oilis Nenu. As opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, where both of them, the Ayla and the Chatos, are both brought as an Ayla. Ravina Amar, third Teretz, the Dun and Avayda B'Kohen Gadol, Me'Avayda B'Kohen Gadol. We compare and we learn out Yom Kippur from the Miluim, because they're both an Avayda that's done with the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke Kulu Kushyasan, as opposed to all the things we've asked from in the past, Daf the lav avayda b'kain gadol nenu, which aren't avaydays that are done specifically with the kain gadol. V'ikad da amri, some say a different version of Ravina, that amar Ravina, done in avayda t'chila me avayda t'chila. Not that we learn out in avayda b'kain gadol from avayda b'kain gadol, but rather, the pshad is that we compare Yom Kippur to the miluim, because both of them are in avayda t'chila, which we'll see soon what that means. Lafuke hani the lav t'chila nenu, as opposed to these other things that we asked from, that they're not in avayda t'chila. Says the Gemara, my t'chila, what does it mean in avayda t'chila? Ile m'tchila, that it means b'kain gadol, that the avayda is the first with the kain gadol. That's the first version that we said. Rather, the pshat is that Yom Kippur is more daimed to the miluim because they were both a first avayda that was done for the first time in that place. Yom Kippur was the first time we had an avayda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the miluim was the first time we had an avayda on the Mizbeach HaChitzai. So therefore, Yom Kippur is more daimed to the miluim than all the other things that we asked from. Malkoponim, now we have the Makairis for how we know that there's a Prisha Shivas Yamin both by Paraduma and by Yom Kippur. All comes from the same pasuk that it says by the Miluim, Kasher Asa B'yoy Mazeh, Siva Hashem Lasais L'chaper Aleichem. That Lasais teaches us about the Maisa, about the Paraduma, and L'chaper teaches us about Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar, he reported that he heard in Eretz Yisrael, that Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chado, that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out both Paraduma and Yom Kippur from this pasuk. He only learns out one. However, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Masni Tarti, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Taka learns out both. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chado, he learns out one, Lasis Lechaper, both Lasis and Lechaper is Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. It's both teaching us just about Maisi Yom Kippurim, that there's a Prisha Shivas Yamim before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Masni Tarti, he learns out too, that Lasa is Elu Maisi Para, and Lechaper Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. Frak the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. Rabbi Yochanan only has a drasha for one. He only has a drasha for Yom Kippur. He doesn't have a drasha for Paraduma. How could that be? Vanan tenan shivas yamim kaidim yom kippurim v'shivas yamim kaidim shivas hapara. But we have mishnayis about both. We have a mishnah which tells us that there's a prisha shivas yamim before Yom Kippur, and we have a mishnah which tells us that there's a prisha shivas yamim before the shivas paraduma. Says the Gemara, Maila ba'alma. Rabbi Yochanan would tell you that Mishnah about the Paraduma, that there's a Prisha Shivas Yamim before the Sefer Sapara, that's not really a Din Tairo. That's not a Din Daraisa, it's just a Maila Ba'alma. Since we're so Meiko by Paraduma, and we're Metamed, the Kain Gadol, Haserifisapara, in order to show Nalik the Tzedukim, like we mentioned before. So because of that, to prevent any Bizayon and any laxity in the areas of Tumah V'Tairo with the Paraduma, so we made extra Mailas. And one of those Mailas is that we created a Prisha Shivas Yamim before the Sefer Sapara. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan himself that he had quoted this pasuk and he darshined that lasa is elu maisa para and lechaper elu maisa yom kippurim, and he taka darshined both drashas, one that lasa is para aduma and lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur. So how could he tell me that Rabbi Yochanan was only masni chada, that he only darshined Yom Kippur? Here we have a member that says straight out in B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan that he darshan both. Says the Gemara, who the Rabbi? This that he darshan both, that was something that he said in the name of one of his Rabbeim, not something that he himself held of. The Chiyasa Ravin, like when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Yochanan said over Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, that Lasseis Elu Maisaparo, that Lasseis refers to Maisaparo, and Lechaper Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. But who did he report that from? He reported that from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. That's when Rabbi Yochanan said over this drasha, he said it over Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. That wasn't something that he himself held of. That was something that Rabbi Shmuel held of that he said over one time. So it's not a stira.